The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, May the 29th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. President Donald Trump uses Memorial Day to tout his accomplishments. Also on our nationwide rundown, the Mariner East pipeline shuts down again. Black entrepreneurs help transform Baltimore. And Hoosier Puppy Mills named among the horrible 100. First, our top story, CNN nailed the headline, President Trump put the me in Memorial Day. Slate reports that Trump celebrated Memorial Day Monday in the most Trumpian way possible, giving himself a pat on the back. In a tweet Monday morning, the commander-in-chief said service members who were killed in action would be very happy with the way the country is going under his leadership. Slate adds, as if that weren't enough, he wished a happy holiday, when Memorial Day is usually thought of as a time to grieve and remember the fallen. And while Memorial Day was a day to honor veterans, when it comes to places to live, Linda Barr reports some New England states are doing better than others. According to the report, New Hampshire ranks fourth for the most vet-owned businesses.
According to a new report by WalletHub, Maine, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts rank more favorably for veteran retirees than most states across the U.S. Analyst Jill Gonzalez says a major factor is not having a tax on military pensions. This lessens the burden on retirees. They also have a pretty high share of veteran-owned businesses and job opportunities.
Both of those things are important because a lot of people don't realize this, but the average officer is only 45 years old when they retire from service. So oftentimes they're going to have to get back into the workforce. And those jobs are really important.
According to Gonzalez, Maine, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts rank above average in the number of military contracts and installations, which contributes to more jobs for vets.
Meantime, 395 veterans in the state of Colorado signed a letter to Senator Cory Gardner, urging him to co-sponsor the Continental Divide Recreation Wilderness and Camp Hale Legacy Act. The measure would designate Camp Hale, training camp for the iconic 10th Mountain Division, as the nation's first National Historic Landscape. Bradley Noon, a division veteran who served in Afghanistan, says protecting Camp Hale is a way to honor generations of veterans.
The returning to these wild lands, to our public lands that we fought for, actually helped save my life. They gave me a healthy avenue of readjustment back into civilian life, back into the American culture.
That legislation would also preserve lands in Eagle and Summit counties as recreation management areas, wilderness and wildlife conservation areas. Citing sinkholes, contaminated water wells, and alleged poor managerial judgment, an administrative law judge has suspended operations and construction of the Mariner East pipelines.
In her ruling, Public Utility Commission Judge Elizabeth Barnes said Sunoco had put profit over best engineering practices. The order suspends the flow of highly volatile liquid ethane through Mariner East 1 and construction on the Mariner East 2 pipelines. Sam Rubin with the group Food and Water Watch calls the ruling welcome news.
The serious and undeniable safety concerns that residents have been expressing for years now have finally been granted some modicum of acknowledgement by the state of Pennsylvania.
Operation and construction of the pipelines has been halted before, but then allowed to resume. Sunoco says it will ask the Public Utility Commission to overturn Judge Barnes's decision. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
Food and Water Watch is planning a rally on June the 9th at the Chester County Courthouse. They're calling for a permanent halt to the Mariner East 2 pipelines. In Baltimore, black entrepreneurs finding ways to fund efforts to buy the block and turn Blight into black-owned organizations that provide community resources and services. Tramell Gomes has a report.
After launching his program in Central Florida, Rashid Aziz knew cities needed to have their own gross domestic product. That's one of the goals of his nonprofit, Citywide Youth Development, which he moved to Baltimore to help build and promote sustainable employment opportunities in underinvested areas. Citywide is renovating a 10,000-square-foot vacant warehouse on West North Avenue, using foundation money and state bonds to create a workforce development training center for apparel and frozen desserts. Dessert production.
Make Baltimore known for producing items, producing positive change through community development, by utilizing the strategies of manufacturing and entrepreneurship.
He says the building was a gift from the Muslim Community Cultural Center of Baltimore to create employment opportunities in the neighborhood.
You can read more about Baltimore and its black entrepreneurs at yesmagazine.org. And finally, Mary Sherman reports 4 Indiana dog breeders are named in the latest Horrible 100 report, examining problem puppy mills and dog sellers across the nation.
The 6th annual report from the Humane Society of the United States highlights cruel conditions at puppy mills, which Kathleen Summers with the organization explains are large commercial breeding operations that emphasize quantity over quality. And she says some horrific conditions were found at the Indiana facilities on the list.
A breeder who had a dead puppy floating in a water bowl. Another breeder in Montgomery, Indiana, was found with underweight dogs that had their ribs and hip bones showing and crusty eyes.
And at an Odin breeding operation, puppies and dogs were found in sweltering kennel buildings with heat indexes over 100 degrees, many showing signs of heat stress.
According to the report, Missouri has the largest number of puppy mills with 23, followed by Ohio, Iowa, and Pennsylvania. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We're member listener supported and online at publicnewsservice.org.